I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. We're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and all the netcasts that are on the Tech Podcast Network. I tell you what, there's some good stuff out there. If you want to tune into Tech Podcast Network and check out all the other shows that are part of the network. And, of course, we are really pleased that you chose to join us here on Dr. Bill. You know, we have strange things every week that we want to share with you and hopefully some good, solid tech information. So we'll get right into that. Before we do, though, actually, I do have something I want to ask you to consider, and that is go to the website. The website, of course, being drbill.cc, drbill.cc, which, of course, stands for Computer Curmudgeon. You can go to that website, and there's just all kinds of stuff on that website. I mean, there's articles, there's netcasts, there's the audio portion of the netcast that you can download and listen to, or you can stream directly from the web. You can do so many things, but there's some stuff there that I want to mention to you, and that is our advertisers. You say, oh, Dr. Bill, you're talking about the advertisers. Yes, I know, but they make it possible to do this netcast. So they're good folks. You can go and you can check out all the banners and the things that are on the website there, and you can click on them and save yourself a ton of money, because there are some tremendous discounts available. Acronis, oh my goodness, they have all kinds of good discounts. The Roku Box, they have discounts, and I believe at the moment they're doing free shipping if you click through that Roku link. There's the Nook. There's just all kinds of stuff. GoDaddy, you can save on registering .coms by clicking through that link. So there's just all kinds of things you can do to save yourself some money by clicking on the links on the website. Okay? Just wanted to mention that. I forget to do that sometimes. That's very counterproductive. So I want to be sure to mention it to you this time. I feel better. Okay, let's now go to the blog and find out what's been going on this week. And there's been a lot going on. Cisco announced that they are retiring. Sounds very pleasant, doesn't it? They're retiring. They're closing down their flip phone. Not flip phone, flip. I'm thinking about phones because I'm about to make a point about that. But no, their flip camera division that they purchased for some ridiculous amount of money. How much did they spend? $590 million they bought this company that made the flip phone. Okay? Now, they bought it, they put their name on it, they started advertising it, and it was very popular. It was the most popular of those kinds of phones. But then what happened? Yes. I guess said it again, didn't I? I said phones because I'm about to hold up a phone. See? A phone. They're not phones, they're cameras. But this is the reason that they died. And that is because regular old phones, now, of course, this is not really a regular old phone. This is a Droid X, so it's a really cool phone. But at any rate, these kinds of, I had it upside down. How can you tell? I finally looked at the front and read the face where it said Verizon. At any rate, you couldn't tell it was upside down, could you? Anyway, the phone has a camera built in. In my case, the Droid X has an 8-megapixel, that's hard to say, camera built right into the phone and does HD video, which is what the flip thing did. Flip camera did. It's not a phone. It was never a phone. Okay. I'm in a weird mood today. Anyway, The point is, that's why I believe that they did not succeed quite so well with their camera. Because why carry around a flip camera when you can just pull out your phone and make HD video with it? So, it makes sense they would close it down. Plus, they say they want to concentrate on their primary vision, if you want to call it that, of commercial network systems, switches, things of that nature. Which I can understand. That's where they make their big mega bucks. So go with your strengths. Yes. And apparently, flip cameras was not their strength. So, next item, Microsoft bashes Google and announces IE10 plans. They just came out with IE9. But now they're talking IE10 and 11. They're basically looking down the road. But let's look at what they're saying. They're saying Microsoft's saying that Google stinks, Chrome stinks, and the Chrome OS will stink. That's my synopsis of the story. Not exactly what they really said, so don't write any nasty letters, Microsoft. No, what they're saying is that they are really scared, shaking in their boots over Google. Google is powerful. And Google's, you know, motto is, don't be evil. Implying that there are some companies that are evil. Wonder who that might be. Is it no coincidence that we call Microsoft the evil empire? It's a Darth Vader sound. Yes, well, I know it wasn't that good. Anyway, Microsoft announced that there are the development has already started on IE10. The guy who did the keynote speech at this conference that he was at last month, MIX10, did a speech where he had an IE10 shirt on, t-shirt. Yes, it just said 10. So that was his whole focus, was Internet Explorer 10. And the 10, T-E-N, the E, was an Explorer logo E. It actually sounds kind of cool. You know, I'm kind of a sucker for t-shirts. Anyway, next item. Firefox 4 is leading IE9 in downloads. Now, that's pretty impressive. Because IE9, like I said, I'm... It's hard. I dropped my mouse. Hold on just a moment. Keep that thought. I dropped my mouse. One should never drop one's mouse, particularly when one's cat is right here in the room and might chase the mouse. Different mouse, okay? It seems like I did that last week. Dropped my mouse. Oh, well. I know that I was comparing my mouse to other techie items, but anyway. I digress. The point is that Firefox 4, I was talking about Firefox 4. Yes. I don't remember exactly what I was saying about Firefox 4. I was going somewhere with that. Oh, yes, they're leading in downloads. Yes, now I remember. I remember. Yes. IE9, that's what I was going to say before I got into Firefox 4. IE9, I must admit, I hate to say it, but it's true, is a pretty good browser. It's much better than most of the other Internet Explorers that have been heretofore released upon the planet. Pretty cool stuff in there. Now, mostly it's kind of in the back end that you don't see. Their support for dual processors, their support for advanced graphics and things of that nature, basically speeding it up, which is a welcome change from the old bloated IE problems that it had before. It is more secure. It does support more web standards. It's got some things going for it, but IE4 is pretty much rocking it with the downloads. They're actually out downloading the IE9, which is pretty impressive, actually. because Firefox 4 is still not the preeminent, predominant browser, i.e. is still that, you know, the one to beat. But Firefox 4 is catching up. Now, as I said before, I'm a Chrome guy. I'm just the googly Chrome guy. As, you know, one of our network engineers at work says, gotta love the Google. Just gotta love the Google. So, whoa! Yes, it's time for a Geek Software of the Week. As the drum roll tells us, Geek Software of the Week this week is a very interesting free utility. Free utility. We like the free. And it is Passmark's OSF mount. Now you might say, what's that for? It is for mounting an ISO image. So like if you download, let's say, what's a good example? Let's say you download an ISO of an operating system or something. And you have the ISO, but you don't want to burn a CD and, you know, mount the CD and blah, 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 all those things that you have to do just to get to a file within that ISO. You can use this OSF mount, mount the ISO as a drive letter, even though it's just a file, an ISO file, okay? Then you can go inside, magically, the ISO and pull out one file. Pretty cool, huh? So it's a neat utility, and it's free. Did I mention the free? Yes. Anyway, you can mount a local disk image file, bit-for-bit copies of a disk partition in Windows with a drive letter. You can then analyze the disk image file with Passmark's OSF Forensics, trademark, by using the mounted file's drive letter. By default, the image files are mounted as read-only, so the original image files are not altered. So, Passmark's big deal is they make utilities for computer forensics, okay? So, this is a tool that they have that they offer free to aid in the operation of computer forensics. But for just regular folk like us, it's also quite handy. So, it is our Geek Software of the Week. Now, last item here, and that is, behold the power of the open source community. You don't know the power of the open source community. And that is, here's why. Do you remember me telling the story, it's been some time ago now, of OpenOffice and how Oracle bought Sun Microsystems and Sun Microsystems were the sponsors for OpenOffice. And once Oracle bought it, they pretty much let it OpenOffice languish. And they had problems with the community that was developing it. And there were all kinds of issues. So what the community that was developing it did is they said, that was a flying raspberry. Yes. And they said, we're just going to take our best ball and go home. So they started their own thing, a nonprofit organization called the Document Foundation, and they founded LibreOffice. Libre, of course, meaning free. And that's the one that I've been using ever since, is LibreOffice, because I'm not indebted to the man. Okay? Anyway, supporting the open source, the purity of open source. So, but see, this is what happens when you kick off the open source community, dudes. Just saying, they just take their toys and go home. So, but this week, Oracle announced that they're giving up on OpenOffice and they're turning it over to the open source community so that it can become a truly open source project once again, which is something that the LibreOffice Document Foundation folks have been asking for, is look, why don't we all join back together? Can't we all just get along? Let's all join back together and you let us use the name OpenOffice and divorce it from the evil corporate overlords at Oracle. I'm sure the evil corporate overlords at Oracle went, yeesh, why do they always call us evil corporate overlords? Well, don't act like evil corporate overlords, and we won't call you that. Ah, just saying. Anyway, So they will no longer, Oracle, they announced Friday, which is, I record this is yesterday, so this is very fresh news. They announced they will no longer sell a commercial version of the OpenOffice productivity suite, and that the open source OpenOffice.org will be transitioned, get this is a quote, to a purely community-based open source project. It was supposed to be a purely community-based open source project. That was the whole point, dudes. Just saying. So, given the breadth of interest in free personal productivity applications and the rapid evolution of personal computing technologies, we believe the OpenOffice.org project would be best managed by an organization focused on serving that broad constituency on a non-commercial basis, said Oracle Chief Architect Edward Scrivren. Scrivren. Wow, what a name. Sounds alien. Anyway, in a statement. So, they're basically throwing in the towel, euphemistically speaking. And they also said that they had plans for something. Let's see here in the article. It says, although Oracle didn't specify so, the future of its recently announced cloud office product also seems in question. Website links for cloud office were gone on Friday. So it seems something very interesting is happening there. And from my perspective, the open source community, they had a staring contest, and Oracle's the one that blinked. Yeah, I'm not going to play staring contest with you. I'm going to go ahead and blink, because my eyes were getting dry. Anyway, just, you know, what can I say? So, hopefully that will explain to you why I'm kind of giddy about the open source community whooping the big corporation. So, that's about it for the Dr. Bill Show this week. Until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.